episode, we deep dive into 4 of the songs created by UDD, Oo, Silid, Tadhana, and Crying Season. Each are from different albums of the band. We discuss how UDD shapes an album, how the members finalize the curation of a tracklist, and their individual influences as artists. We also take a glimpse of the music scene that had a rebirth mid-2000s, the role they played as trailblazers in using synth-heavy melodies incorporated in their songs, and the success story of Asawi, a soundtrack by UDD. This is the Muni Muni Stories podcast.
Ating kayamanan dapat ay ingatan, ating mga awit ngayon at kailanman. Aawitin, yayakapin, iingatan ngayon at kailanman. Ating kayamanan, OPM Archive.
Good evening to the members of UDD, Army, Carlos, and Paul. Hi, hi from your end.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
So we're going to start with the first question. When did each of you begin learning musical instruments and writing music? Maybe we can start with Sir Paul.
Yeah, I think I started playing the piano when I was 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
I played classical piano from 5 years old until, what is it, grade 5? So I don't know. So, and then I discovered rock music, and then from there, I switched to the bass, and I discovered electronic music, and then I looked into using synthesizers and sequencers. So pretty much that was my journey. I started with the piano growing up.
Awesome. What about you, Carlos?
Started off with the guitar, and then I think sabay-sabay kami na we got into playing the synthesizers also. I think before Capacities, before we made that album. So yun, I started playing mga high school.
Bandmate ko si Carlos. No?
Oh.
We were high school bandmates.
Carlos and Paul are bandmates way, way before. But how did UDD start? And what was the first song that the band wrote together?
It started in college. I was in my third year, I guess, or second. And then during that time, I had my own band. I had my own metal rock band. Tapos I met Army in our music org. And we jammed in this parang uso pa yung mga poetry reading sessions. I was playing bass, she was singing. And from there, we started jamming. And then eventually, I asked Carlos to join. I told him, oh, I want to do this side project na something different from the usual that we're used to.
Yeah, I think nung early 2000s, parang uso talaga nun rock. As in, you'd have to be rock to get a gig. Rock or yung alternative na
natunog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was interesting naman what Paul wanted to do.
So who had the idea to form a band? Initially, to join together and all of that?
I think it just started out kasi as a side project eh.
Okay.
I think Carlos that time had, ilan banda mo Carlos nun? 7?
Wow!
Dami yung banda.
Parang ganun.
Yeah, so it just started like a side project and then we just met up and jammed. We would send, I think, emails then. Uh-huh. And then we started playing in unusual gigs. Like, I think yung mga first gigs namin, di pa alam ng mga tao yung tunog namin eh. So it was weird that they wouldn't really clap after the set. And we were thinking, mali ba yung ginagawa natin? But eventually, yun, they would approach us after a show and they would say, na okay yung ginagawa niyo ah. So I think it was pretty, for me, parang gut feel lang na sige, tuloy-tuloy natin to.
Yun yung panahon ng Fragmented, tama ba?
Before pa.
Before right? pa. Before pa. Okay.
Before Fragmented, we had a show with UP class project.
Mm-hmm.
Mass comm subject. And then their other project was gawa kayo ng, parang make an album. So they invited college bands and we were part of it. And then from there, yeah, we just started gigging, bar gigs, Maeve Debut, may isa-isa ganun.
Wow.
And then during that time, then I think yung our setup was really different because we were still in college, we didn't have much money to buy gear.
Uh-huh.
And then Ian would bring his desktop computer.
Uh-huh.
Wala pang laptop nun eh. Dadala siya ng ano, desktop tsaka monitor sa gig. Nakabayong, tapos bababa na ng taxi. And then mag-set up kami ng ano, computer lounge ng computer niya. Ano talaga before, it was very different.
Tapos ngayon, parang yung isang gear na lang kaya na niya gawin yung multiple gadgets siguro when you were starting. Tama ba?
Yeah. Wala nang computer, kahit laptop, wala na.
Wala na.
Hardware na talaga.
Oh, sampler na lang.
Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to Fragmented, like that was the first album and isa kayo dun sa from then until now roster ng Turner Recordings. I grew up in that generation. Naalala ko when I purchased the Fragmented album, kakaiba na yung packaging pa lang kasi paper case. Tapos yeah. I remember din lahat ng bands under Turner Recording. Ganun din yung I mean hindi naman parehas ng cover art and all but it had paper cases.
Yeah.
So it also showed na sobrang iba from the other bands that emerged at that time. How did you find your place in the scene given that, yun nga, medyo iba yung tunog nyo. And eventually, in the progress of your career, you carved the way for the electronic, synth-heavy music later on. So, how was that? How was the scene during mid-2000s? Can you share a bit of a story?
Mid-2000s. Parang that time, our album was out na. Pero honestly, parang, wasn't ano yet. It wasn't, I feel na parang we got more known after 2012 eh, or 2011. Pero yung mga mid-early 2000, parang would slowly with so feel na no more people were listening to us na nga, hindi na yung dumadami like dati yung tao sa bar lima lang pero ngayon sumisikip na pero ano siya we really felt we were still in the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think si Paul may day job ka pa noon eh di ba or wala na ba
meron pa ata yeah
parang yung love for ano for performing was still there pero parang the thought of it becoming a day job or real job parang wala pa.
From that album, naalala ko yung mga songs doon. You have Oo in that album. I think it's also a composition by Army. If it's not in dun sa creation process, ano na lang yung changes with Oo when you perform it then and now? Are there differences?
Well, gusto ko siya pinaperform live kahit sobrang basic niya kasi mag-groove yung drums niya and then after how many years, parang mas mag-group pa. So, I guess it's almost the same. It changes, I guess, every gig. Pero we don't really talk about changing it so much.
Yeah, it's more of, I guess, sa amin din parang nasasawa din kami in our part. So we want to change, do something different the next time.
Definitely, it's not the same as
for yeah. Do you have any idea regarding the story of the song?
The words are I wouldn't know. Very simple words, man. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Pero alam ko, when people ask Army, why is the title OO? Parang she says, bakit hindi?
Okay. Fragmented was followed by Bipolar. Hmm. And we have the gems, Taya, Sana, Unspoken, Definites. And then you also have Silid in Bipolar.
Yeah.
Can you tell a story about the song? And ano naman, from Fragmented, ano yung changes na evident when it comes to the creation of Bipolar? Kasi yun yung mapapansin ko with UDD. You don't really rush in releasing a new album. You take your time in releasing. Hindi kayo nag-release every year ng new album. So given that, first, ano yung story behind Silid? And secondly, are there certain changes you had in the production part from Fragmented to Bipolar?
Okay. For Silid, I think when I wrote it, I would try to make it parang I would just use abstract words in expressing my type of sadness before.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang growing up naman, it was never perfect or easy or not. So we, as teeners or mm-hmm. adolescent, we go through so much, we go through so many emotions na
mm-hmm.
wala, yung outlet na lang on how to make that certain feeling into a song. How was that made? It started, I think, with the bass ata. Kasi yung bass structure ng Silid, hindi siya talaga normal one notes. The bass didn't take the, was it a background of the song or didn't have the supportive structure of the song. It was more of the melodic component of the song. So during the first albums, Fragmented and Bipolar, marami akong ginagawang harmony chords. And then I would try to make that into a melody, into a song. And that changed eventually because if I would look at the bass playing through the four albums, mas naging simple or basic or mas song-oriented yung mga bass lines ko in the latter albums. So it was a mix of my emotions then and my experimentation for the bass arrangement.
For this particular song, nauna yung, did the words come out first? Or siguro to let regular person understand din, when you do write songs, is there a prioritization? Ano ang nauna? Lyrics ba? Lines ba? Notes ba? And all of that? Or it depends per song talaga?
I think it depends per song. For me, I would play with the music first and then write on it kung may babagay. Kay Army, I'm not sure. But for me, I try to imagine on how I want it to look like first and then write over it before I pass it on to the guys and girl to for it to be disassembled and remade into something new. Yeah, so song
ang
first.
Ang galing. Natuwa ako. Pag pinasa, disassembled and then arrange again.
Yeah, usually ganun yung nangyayari.
Or build it up again. Natuwa ako dun. Anyway, you followed that album after 3 years with Capacities. And ito na nga, medyo naging upbeat sa dancey and all of that.
Yeah.
Meron ba kayong artists na pinapakinggan during that time when you wrote or when you produced or when you created Capacities that influenced you in creating the tracklist or the whole album? Parang may ganun ba kayo? Ay, gusto ko this particular song may influence siya, let's say, ni ganitong artist that I look up to. Parang hindi pa. Or ang direction was, okay, we've done this for Fragmented and then Bipolar. I think it's wise for us to do a detour talaga with this third album. Sir Carlos, maybe you can answer.
Well, I think ano, nung time na yon, we all listened to The Blue Nile. And then, in fact, the singer was in the album pala, the singer of Blue Nile.
Oh.
Si Paul Buchanan, na House of the Army sa Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nag-start yung paglaro ng synths. Yun, you're saying, Paul?
Yeah, yung sa the songs being upbeat siguro or changing. Mm-hmm. I think malaking factor yung approach ni Ian sa drums and sa synthesizers for every album. If you notice the first album of yung Fragmented, may regular drumming, pero maraming elements of organic drum and bass. Tsaka, I guess, yung sa first, yung sa ring trivia, yung first album namin, di pa kami marunong gumamit ng metronome. So, di ba hindi nakametro yung mga kanta namin eh? O parang hindi nakametro yung mga kanta namin sa first album. Tapos, sa second until the fourth, mas naging strict lang kami with some measures. Kasi, we were pretty much, like, mga kami kids din. Pero, bata pa kami, wala pa kami masyadong alam sa first. So, yung production din ng songs, I think it greatly depends on Ian's approach on that song. Let's say, tsaka it depends on kung ano yung pinapakinggan niya during that time. Kasi yung, on how he applies the, kasi kung nagda-drum si Ian, kung nag-alalagay ng part si Ian, may organic siya kami electronic. So, I think for me, that greatly affects the song on how it's felt and how it's heard. Kasi siya rin yung pulso for each song. Eh. I think yung Luna, kinawa ko yun, malungkot na malungkot eh.
Parang ballad-ish.
Oo eh. And then nung bumalik, biglang may head-bopping beats na. So, yung in terms of the, I think, the pulse of the songs, it's Ian's ano rin, approach on how it's made. And kasi I think Ian as a drummer, he didn't really start as a drummer. He started as, as a dancer. Ay, joke lang. Wala siya eh, so...
True story.
Wala kayo eh. So kami na lang.
He liked to dabble with Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
Yung beat making. And then he moved to Ableton. And then, yun, nagka-interest na rin ako with it. And then, yun. So then nag-start yung Sorry?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yun.
So si...
Yeah. Sorry, Paul.
Sige, go ahead.
Sorry. Hindi, okay na ata ako.
Okay. Si, like I mentioned, si Ian, he didn't start as a drummer. Started as playing with beats nga, tama. Sabi niya, sa Fruity Loops and then sa Ableton. And then, from Fruity Loops, dun niya na-apply yung mga naisip niya on the drums, on live drums. So, medyo reverse yung learning ni Ian, which is pretty interesting compared to other drummers na nag-lessons or na...
Yun talaga yung start nila.
Oo. Baliktad siya eh. Kasi more electronic kasi yung orientation din niya eh. Kaya iba rin yung approach niya per song. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And it works for you, D. Why change the direction though? Was that a conscious decision for capacities?
I think kasi bipolar was sir parang looking...
Parang aside... Sorry.
Sorry.
UI. I think aside from musicians, parang we're also yung talagang music lovers, even our manager talaga, na-influencean kami. Parang we like listening to music. Hindi lang yung parang top 40 or
the regular pop hits.
Yeah.
Unang siya, ako din. I like din yung regular pop hits. Pero parang yung manager namin DJ din eh. So usually what a DJ does is basically introduces you to new tracks actually eh, diba? Every time. So I guess parang naging ganun din siya. And then si Ian got interested with it. So parang basically we like listening to music na rin. What's new and what's older music. Parang the bands that got influenced by this. We liked researching.
Okay.
So with that, syempre when it's time to make a new album, reference namin is like the music we listen to. And then so, me ba rin? It wasn't really a conscious effort. It's more of, ito naman. Ito na yung isip ko eh.
It's more of a combination of all of the things that you were listening to. Like what you've said nga, jumping from that thought na hindi siya conscious effort. It just worked at the end of the day. Kumbaga, nagpasahan or nakinig na lang din kayo ng iba-ibang songs, iba-ibang artists. And then, eventually, when you start conceptualizing and doing capacities, yun yung naging result. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so,
can I also add that we need to...
Go ahead.
We need to look at the what the internet landscape was then during that time. Kasi before, we didn't have Spotify. We only had LimeWire, Kazaa. But then, you need yung... The research on the songs weren't really online. Parang it was more by recommendation. Pretty much by recommendation or word of mouth. So, medyo organic pa din. And I think sakto yung pagkuha sa amin ni Terno, nila Toti. Kasi we had, being under Terno, we had that certain access of yung music library niya and music knowledge. So that, I think, really changed on our musical direction in the long run. So we had that certain guidance on the side. Oh, ito yung pakinggan nyo. Try this out. Listen to this. You might like this. Bagay sa ito. These were artists that couldn't really find online. We couldn't really find online then.
Yeah.
Or we couldn't really find maybe sa music stores. So it was, ano eh, I guess, swerte rin kami during that time because we had that guidance under Toti. Mm-hmm. And because we had got the access and the recommendations. And then we were able to apply these influences into the music that we made. And mm-hmm. it's different now kasi ngayon, you Spotify something, Spotify recommends it. It's the same artists,
yeah.
Diba? Tapos ang dami ng artists. Before, hindi pa, pasimula pa lang yung ano yun, internet landscape eh.
Mm-hmm.
Uso pa yung Yahoo groups nun. So, yeah.
Kumbaga, para na rin kayong may sariling library of songs that you had the opportunity to pull out stuff and then pakinggan and all of that. So,
yeah,
in one way, parang, ang galing, may research. Yeah, creating music. Yeah.
It's not really just the four of us. I think Toti gave a lot for our music growth.
Capacities also had tadhana.
Yeah.
And this one, ang haba nung buhay nung kanta na to, kung tutuusin.
Mm-hmm.
It was released and it's still being played right now. It's used as a soundtrack for films like yung That Thing Called Tadhana. How does it feel writing that song? If Army's here, how does it feel writing that song and doing it, recording it, and then performing it then and performing it now?
Hmm.
And what does Tadhana, what does the song mean to the band, I think?
Okay. I think it was, Tadhana was a good, first of all, it was, we made it for a TV show. And then I think the mileage that the TV show gave for that song greatly contributed to that song being widely accessible all over. Yeah, so that's one, I guess. And what it means to the song, it's something that we always play during gigs, pretty much. Yun yung hinahanap ng kanta. It's simple, but it's, pero I guess the message that the song brings or relates to the people is very, sabi mo nga kanya, sawi or tumatagos.
I think it was a good timing din. Eh. Naging uso yung hugot crowd.
Hugot crowd.
Yeah, so that was 2011, no? 2010.
Oh my goodness. Nagkasabay-sabay siya.
Yeah. Pero yun, when we perform it live pala, parang mini trivia lang.
Go!
Parang we had very few days to record that song kasi deadline na for the film.
Oh.
And then, binigay na lang namin na ganun. Medyo open-ended yung ending niya. Pero when we perform it live, parang si Army may dinagdag. And then, may additional chorus. So parang that's what we play na lang live. We decided na we won't play it na lang, hindi na lang namin sama sa album. So pag when you guys watch us live, yun yung original version, full tadhana. Full yeah. I guess nakakatulong na rin sa yung magko-cover and we'll pay the rights. Parang hindi kasama yung ending na yun. I don't know. Technical, ano na yun? Technical, yeah. Mechanical aspects na yun sa ano.
And it makes the listeners have something to, na nakukuha or napapakinggan nila live. I'm speaking as a listener of your music right now. May certain element kayo na iniiba nga when you perform things live. And thank you. I was about to ask that question. Thank you for sharing that bit. Na if you listen to the recorded track and you go to UDD gigs, iba yung approach, iba palang version talaga yung napapanood ng mga tao when we see you guys performing in gigs. Hi! Yes!
I'm here.
It's fine. We are now talking about Tadhana. I think Carlos talked about the difference of the version live and the version in the soundtrack. As said by Carlos, may dinadagdag kang verse when you perform it live. And then, parang cut version yun sa soundtrack. Any more things regarding the song siguro? Ano ba nauna was during that time when you needed to submit for the soundtrack? You were also making the album, yes?
Yeah, we were working on the album. Yeah, we take years to complete the album. So parang we were working on an album for 3 years. Somewhere.
Pero initially, it was made for a TV show.
Yeah.
So, GMA 7. Yeah. I think that was the song na the one I was mentioning na parang it was rushed.
Uh-huh.
Pero mas pumikap siya dun sa movie.
Dun sa movie.
Yeah.
Got it. Yun nga eh, parang natutuwa din ako kasi UDD is katulad din ng Hiwaga. Hiwaga was used for a particular show on TV. Nakakatuwa that you also delve into soundtracking, into giving and contributing to the narrative of a movie or a show. Jumping from that idea, why though? Do they approach you? Or pag may song kayo, I think this, pag tapos may network na kayo ng directors, do you also tell them na, I think this song might be good for this movie or what? How's the process? And yeah, bakit yun napipili yung mga ganitong avenue to also showcase your song?
I think we got invited to do the soundtrack for these films or for these shows because the directors mm-hmm. or the people behind the film were also fans of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was parang, I guess they felt na bagay din yung kanta para sa project nila. And that's mm-hmm. how it started. We got invited by parang these directors and we would see them before in our gigs, in our shows. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We go way back because we're practically like same batch with these directors. So, even in UP, parang while they're mm-hmm. from the film college, come in on music and then that's how we got to know them. But we would make, yeah. Personally, minsan gumagawa ako for mga thesis ng mga directors. So, this was like way back and then during that like space of time, siguro within like 3 years after that, we all graduated na rin, and then Dharma happened, the gigs came, and then we started watching the shows.
We now talk about your most recent album, your self-titled UDD. This album again has a song that served to be a soundtrack like Young Again. It has Stolen. It also has Crying Season. First question, bakit ngayon, usually when artists release an album, their self-titled one is the first one. But this one is the fourth album. Why title it UDD? That's the first question. Second question, maybe that's the story behind Crying Season. How was the process? And for this particular album, how was the curation? I'm pretty sure meron siguro kayong mga ibang kanta na nasa back burner. Paano nyo ngayon kinurate or inayos yung checklist for UDD to be specific? Kasi you released an EP first before this album. So, paano yun? Sir Paul, maybe you can answer it first.
Sorry, what EP?
Yung three, ano?
Three, yeah.
Ah, yeah, EP pala yun. I think it was worth a teaser of the...
Ah,
yeah, kasi okay. Kasi naman. I think we were behind schedule na that time. We were always behind schedule in making albums. But then we wanted to release three songs already for the public to listen to. In terms of curating the song, creating the album, I think there were a couple of songs which didn't make it. And si Ian usually yung gumagawa ng pretty much playlist kasi
uh-huh.
for the past songs and for all our gigs, si Ian naman yung nag-curate ng song for a show eh. Sa kanya galing lahat ng playlist, how he times the song, how he relates uh-huh. the song from how it ends, how it starts, aning gitna.
Uh-huh.
So, pati sa album, ganun din yung ginagawa niya. Kung paano umaabot sa final cut, nagkakasawaan lang ata sa pag-argue. Kasi like there are songs that we really want to put it in pero minsan ayaw, parang ganun lang, and then
okay,
we just really need to decide on a deadline and on a certain feel and a certain track, or tapos minsan mm-hmm. pinag-usapan din yung number of tracks para paano mm-hmm. babagay sa plaka, tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Paano siya mm-hmm. so may mga ganung considerations eh.
Do you wanna add RV and Carlos for this particular album? Yun nga, bakit siya UDD pala? Yun yung question ko din.
Parang after 4 albums, starting from the beginning, like the first album, second album, third album, parang actually, if you ask us why we named Capacities what it was, it's because we really wanted, around that time we were kind of like coming to terms with mm-hmm. you know our being I guess musicians. Parang naming the fourth album UDD is like a way of saying that I think mm-hmm. this is really us. Like this is really who we are. Based on the years that we've been making music, and it just felt right, I suppose, to finally.
Carlos, do you want to add? Thank you for that, Army. Yes.
Wala lang. So long, eh. Okay. Up, yeah. Dharma, down. UDD na lang.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got older.
We shortened our name to UDD.
We got tired of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're down to our last question. For Army, as an alum of College of Music, and I think for Paul and Carlos, as musicians, as part of UDD, why do you think, and siguro yun din, yung background yun din that you get to have access to a library coming from Sir Toti of music, why do you think it's important to have a Filipino music archive?
For me, it's always been kind of like a part of my goal, I guess, as a songwriter, parang gusto ko kumapal yung
mm-hmm.
Filipino songwriting archives. We grew up listening to a lot of English songs, but we also have a lot of good local songwriters. And there was a point where I think we were quote-unquote progressing too quickly mm-hmm. as a country culturally mm-hmm. as well. I mean, mm-hmm. even if we're young country culturally, parang it was so fast that we were losing sight of Filipino songwriting. And personally, that's where I come from, why I always want to mm-hmm. write in Filipino and write it in a particular way where it's not colloquial, you know. So yun, parang gusto ko lang padamihin siya and hoping that, like, you know, there's always mm-hmm. people like us who are concerned about certain things in a particular way. And that doesn't discount that mm-hmm. this is, you know, the spirit of the times, even if there's like not many of us who think this way, like, who can relate to certain songs in a particular way. Parang, mm-hmm. okay lang, we exist. And it's just, you know, it's there. It's part of the whole.
Carlos and Paul? Yeah.
The question is, why is it important?
Why is it important to have a Filipino music archive of some sort? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's important because, well, kami, parang we've gigged in few countries na. And then, syempre, we also watch the local bands. And, syempre, the dream talaga is to yung playing abroad and all.
Mm-hmm.
Pero parang, I realized din na parang, like when we went to Japan, tas we went mm-hmm. to the bands there, ang galing nila. Parang they were saying na we want to play Manila. Parang
wow.
Kasi parang ano eh, yung Filipino scene and the band scene here, maybe hindi masyado aware yung bands dito, pero parang known yung Manila na to have a wide variety of talented musicians. And yung may, actually may sarili na tayong ano, tunog, I think. And
ooh.
Yeah, so
okay,
archive lahat yan.
Awesome. Yes.
Oh, yun, sakto.
Ay.
Hello.
Uy! Last question. Yeah.
Hello, Ian.
Abol.
The question, Ian, is...
Hello.
Abol. The question is, why is it important to have a Filipino music archive?
Yes. Filipino music archive. Kasi part of, ano eh, history, and same with, di ba, yung mga film, movies. Daming mga lumang movies natin na hindi na na-preserve, ginawang torotot. And kahit sabihin natin nakasave sa USB ngayon yung mga audio files, or kahit sabihin natin naka-backup siya sa mga hard drive natin, dadating yung time na baka maging obsolete yung USB. So, hindi na siya marireed. Iba pa rin yung talagang merong film, yung tape, na tested na, na nagsusurvive talaga siya. Even plaka. Kahit ilang years or ilang century yung lumipas. Even sa, dati nga yung masters ng Fragmented and Bipolar. Nakasave lang sa CDR.
Wala na.
Pero inamag, hindi na ma-play.
Yeah.
Iba pa rin yung nakasave talaga yung ano. Kahit sabihin mong old school siya, yeah, yung tape talaga, reel or plaka. Sa akin, plaka. Okay siya.
Parang, when you said archive, I thought it was like, you know, content on white. Mm-hmm. But like, it's more, now we're talking about physical records. Parang, I've always also wondered why we're not so hot on archiving. Kasi like, nalala ko before, pati yung Batibot na, I was looking for the tapes of Batibot. Kasi yung content na yun, parang nakaka-educate talaga siya about, you know, our culture during that time. And it's the current generation who might want to see it again. In the same way, sa music, parang, I guess in general, parang ang laking importance niya. And
doing it.
I don't know if there's like a body,
yeah,
doing it specifically for that. That's just their job, like completely.
Yeah, I do agree with all of your responses regarding that. But like, tayo, is that the reason why also you really decided to release vinyl for Capacities and UDD now? The snippet that you shared, the yung original or yung master copy ng Bipolar and ano? And Fragmented was in a CDR. Can we connect it to that as well? Kinuwento nyo na naamag yung original, I mean, the master copies of the first two albums. Is that also one of the reasons why you decided to release a vinyl version of the Capacities in UDD? Or gusto nyo na lang din talaga mag-release ng vinyl for it?
Wala na rin masyadong nag-release ng CD. Ngayon, si our manager din naman and Ian are actually vinyl collectors din. So, I mean, yung hard copy naman of the album nowadays is basically like parang a business card na lang talaga eh, di ba? So, it's not really, hindi naman talaga mababawi. I mean, the band won't be making its royalties from there nowadays. So, well, might as well do it na lang.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, wala na rin CD eh, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's also, it might be a merchandise, ano rin. What can we release? And then the packaging of that is really great. Thanks to Ian and to Everywhere We Shoot.
Awesome. Actually, that's the last question for this episode. Thank you, Carlos, Paul, Army, and Ian for joining me today for this episode of the Muni Muni Stories podcast.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned. We'll be playing Tadhana right after this. You just listened to the 10th episode of the Muni Muni Stories podcast with UDD or Up Dharma Down as our guest and Tadhana as our featured song. Did you like it? Kindly let us know by commenting in our social media pages. That is the Filipinas Heritage Library or the OPM Archive. Muni Muni Stories podcast is presented by the Filipinas Heritage Library, OPM Archive, and Ayala Museum. Episodes are hosted and written by FHL Sofia Santiago, and sound engineering was done by FHL's Andre Angeles.